WWIB Dan Bremnes. No one loves me like you do on the WIB Wake Up Show, quarter to six, 51 degrees. And we can say that heavenly. You can say that about our triune relational God, about God the Father, Son, and Spirit, that no one loves me like you. But then it's kind of nice to have it on the human level. And Jason, you know, few friends love me like you do. So thank you, brother.
And likewise, yes, for sure. I am really grateful for your voice in my life and the chance to connect regularly. And you're exactly right. I think that's a good model for us, but we do it here on Earth as well.
Yeah, we do. You talk about we talk about Kurt Thompson, and I've been checking out that, you know, here and there, not every single day, but the whole Being Known podcast.
Yeah.
And similarly, I mean, he talks about we're being formed, spiritually formed all the time, and people in our life contribute to that. So
yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really made a way with it, his stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember when he first started out, and I'm just so encouraged by his career and his trajectory.
Mm-hmm. And your friend Chuck DeGroat has a new book coming out.
Man, yeah, that's an exciting one for me, too. I've loved everything he's written, so I can't wait for his next one to come out. And looks like he's going to touch on some neuroscience stuff in there as well again, and that'll be good.
Yeah, so for some of us lay people, we feel like it's whoop, over our heads, but okay. Yeah, that's good. You brainiacs can celebrate together. So I understand some congratulations in order for your middle child.
Yeah, big week. So this past weekend was Solo Ensemble Festival, the state-level Solo Ensemble Festival. And Alex had three different performances accepted. And the final one, which was the classical competition, earned a perfect score, which we were a little bit surprised by. And then also won an award of distinction, which is apparently an even bigger deal. And so it was really, we were all shocked and surprised and really grateful that that happened. And we actually talked about it a little bit again last night and wondered how it happened, but we'll take it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then last night was the final Pops concert for the Memorial Choirs down at Owen Park. And that was just a blast. And so good to be down there for that, too.
Backing up. Oh, well, you sang last night then.
I did.
How did that go?
It went really well. It went really well. It was a lot of fun. More fun than I was expecting it was going to be.
You and how many other parents?
I think there were a total of 13 parents that did it. So
nice. Yeah. All right. Way to go. Yeah. Backing up, when you said you wonder how it happened, well, it's because Alex is pretty talented. That's how.
Alex is very talented. But there was a point in the middle where they made a mistake, and so we were a little bit surprised that it won this perfect score, because the mistake was obvious. And so, but again, I think the vocal quality, you know, is just so amazing, and that, I think, really carried it.
It kind of reminds me, I was doing, Tammy Slowiak did some of the Chi-High Marshfield baseball game with me Saturday, but her son, Zach, is the head coach of the Menominee baseball team. And so apparently they won Friday over New Richmond on it was a walk-off homer, but Menominee clearly recognized it as foul, but the ump called it fair. And it just felt really awkward. Like,
sure.
Mr. Umpire, it was foul. You're giving us the game. So anyhow.
Yeah. I mean, so you take the win when you get it, right?
Is it like that in our lives? I mean, is that what grace is kind of like? We feel Lord, really, he's just like, I'm going to give it to you. So,
for sure. You know, and that's probably a great example of that, is that you kind of, you take it, you take the grace when it comes.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's other subjects to deal with, but it looks like we've chewed up the clock today. So.
All right.
All right. So let's get to Acts 1, 23 through 26. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've got. Yeah. So they nominated two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they all prayed, O Lord, you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas in the ministry, for he has deserted us and gone where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and Matthias was selected to become an apostle with the other 11.
Yeah, we're closing out Acts chapter 1. Here we go from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Together, the council nominated two qualified men, Joseph and Matthias, beginning with prayer, they sought the wisdom of my spirit. They prayed, Lord, you know every heart. Reveal to us whom you have chosen to take the place of Judas. They cast lots, but I guided the outcome, and the lot fell to Matthias. Prayer was the breath of the early church. Nice, I'm going to underline that. It still is one of the most valuable things you can do. Do not neglect the opportunity to be with me, seeking the wisdom of my spirit who is in you. Final thought.
Yeah, I think one of the things that has always stood out to me about the book of Acts is this reliance on the Spirit and, you know, communication with the Spirit. And I think we saw that right from the get-go here. And we talk with the Spirit through prayer, right? You know, wordless prayer, worded prayer, prayer in community, all of those things.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. I bracketed that whole last paragraph. Very good stuff. Thank you, friend.
Awesome. Talk to you later.
There you go, our buddy Jason Kanz. All right, well, I might as well say happy birthday to Gary today. Gary Moore turning 75 today. And our friend Bob Lindner saying this. He says, good morning, Mark. I don't know if you'd have time to do a birthday wake-up call this morning, but I have a really special request for a guy that would be blessed. His name is Gary Moore, turning 75 today. Well, we just tried to call him, let his phone ring about a half a dozen times. Didn't even get voicemail, unfortunately. But Bob goes on to say, Gary's a true servant of the Lord. There are five things, count them five, I would share about Gary. First, he loves the Lord with all his soul, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Second, Gary serves wholeheartedly, a retired educator and very gifted contractor. Gary's always using his gifts to spread the gospel. Third, Gary Moore loves his wife, Joyce, and his family. Gary has his priorities in order by the way he serves faith, family, and friends, just like Vince Lombardi would state. Fourth, that's what Bob said. Fourth, actually, Bob says about Gary, he looks like Bart Starr. And fifth and finally, he says Gary's a treasured friend by so many and is wished a very happy milestone birthday today as he turns 75. So, we tried, but, you know, it's been challenging lately because people early in the mornings, they kind of, you know, maybe not answering their cell phones. So that's the case again today. So happy birthday, Gary. Hope it's your best one yet.
Well, why is a firm handshake important? Not only is it polite, but also it could help you land your next job. If you're seeking employment, get a grip, I guess.
I am not finding this story, Caleb, so go ahead.
Well, a firm handshake is key to landing a job. In a recent study, scientists put 98 students through mock job interviews with business people. The students also met with trained handshake raters. How do you become a trained handshake rater? Who, unbeknownst to the students, rated their grip. Separately, the business people graded each student's overall performance and hireability. The two group scores were then compared. Students who got high handshake scores were also rated most hireable. Interesting. Hmm. Researchers found those with strong handshakes scored better with the interviewers in part because they also exhibited greater ease with small talk, eye contact, and other social skills.
You know, it's interesting in terms of just, do you have people who come to mind who they shook your hand so hard they practically crushed it?
There was a guy for a long time at my grandparents' church in Harlan, Iowa. And every time we would come to visit, you know, usually a couple times a year, and if we visited their church, he'd give you just that Iowa farmer's grip. I mean, and it was just like almost bone crushing.
Right.
Too. And again, he'd do it in a friendly way too, but it's like, man,
this
guy has strength.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely, you remember it. I mean, there's some that come to mind. Gil Bird, I think he played briefly for the Packers, and then he kind of worked with the organization. I remember it was like, wow. Our former farm director years ago, Jerry Erdahl, when he shook your hand, you knew it. And so there's others, but those two stand out to me. So
again, get a grip in a good way, firm handshake. Again, I know a lot of college students graduating this month, and as you're getting out into the job market, get that resume cleaned up, all those different things. But make sure you have a good, firm handshake. Look them in the eye.
That's right. In fact, it reminds me of this song. Some of those handshakes, you wonder sometime. Are you going to let go? Yeah, won't let go. Sanctus Real on Whip.
Well, if you had a childhood like I did, perhaps you had a little red wagon that said Radio Flyer on the side and hauled that to parks, maybe rode it down hills when you got a little bit bigger.
I remember hauling newspapers when I had a Milwaukee Journal route.
It just seems like it's iconic Americana, the Radio Flyer red wagon. Well, someone made one of those that is much, much bigger and much, much faster.
Yeah, that's right. A rare SUV-sized radio flyer. I can't even picture that. With a top speed of 60 miles an hour and 57,000 miles on the odometer is currently up for auction.
I don't know how many miles are on the radio flyer that I had when we were a kid. And unfortunately, I think it did get backed over at one point by maybe a youthful driver in our house. And yet, it withstood that. Judy Foster, the owner of this SUV-sized radio flyer wagon, has decided to part ways with unique vehicle following her husband's passing.
Yeah, he had transformed a 1976 Mazda pickup truck into the iconic radio flyer car 14 years ago.
This vehicle, again, SUV-sized radio flyer red wagon, is fully road legal and is now open for bidding as part of Alaska Premier Auctions and Appraisals. So, man, if you want this, what we're talking about, you can go out and get it for yourself.
Yeah, so they're saying with just 4 days left, the bidding was at $7,600. So.
I'm going to check the current bid right now.
It seems to say that.
See, again, Alaska Premier Auctions. This is really cool, and they have the picture of it with the mountain backdrop as well. There's 3 days left to bid, and again, the high bid is still at $7,600. So
there you go.
This is road legal. It's kind of like a convertible look, actually.
It's crazy.
Hi, my name is Julie, and I just want to say how thankful I am for my bonus mom. She's my last living parent, and I'm so thankful for her, and she loves me like she birthed me.
Thank you, Julie, and congratulations. You just won 2 tickets to Unsung Hero at MyCon Cinema.
Well, some recent scientific studies show what most of us have already known about moms.
Yeah, for instance, good moms have smarter kids. School-aged children whose mothers nurtured them early in life have brains with a larger hippocampus, a key structure important to learning, memory, and response to stress, according to research.
Again, what science says about moms here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, being an empathetic mom goes a long way, they say. In a long-term study published in the journal Psychological Science, I don't subscribe, maybe I should. Psychologists found that even among groups that would have higher rates of chronic illness in adulthood, adults who had nurturing mothers in childhood fared better in physical health in midlife.
Yeah, third thing that science says about moms ahead of Mother's Day Sunday is attentive moms help keep kids off drugs. A strong mother-child bond in childhood, especially in the first 3 years of life, develops the brain chemistry that can help people resist drug and alcohol addiction later in life.
Oh, very interesting. We'll have a couple more of these later, but final one for now. Again, what science says about moms. Moms teach their children without even trying, they say. Scientists have discovered that babies only hours old are able to differentiate between sounds from their native language and a foreign language. Fascinating.
Yeah.
This finding indicates that babies begin absorbing language while still in the womb during the last 10 weeks of pregnancy earlier than previously thought.
There you go.
Incredible.
Some amazing things about moms. Francesca Battistelli may be an only child, but she and her husband have had a number of kids. I think she's pregnant with her seventh.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well, what science says about mom, part two, Caleb.
Yes. So again, we regaled you with some of these last time up, and now a couple more. For instance, mom's voice is as comforting as a hug. A simple phone call from mom can calm frayed nerves by sparking the release of a powerful stress-quelling hormone, according to these researchers from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They looked at a group of 7 to 12-year-old girls who were challenged to answer math questions in front of a panel of strangers. A third of the girls were comforted by their mothers in person with a hug or pat on the back. A third were given a neutral video to watch, and a third were allowed to talk to their mom on the phone. The results were dramatic. Huh. The children who got to interact with their mothers had virtually the same positive hormonal response, whether they interacted in person or over the phone.
Huh. And finally, what science says about moms, sometimes less mom is more. What do you mean? Well, when you sit on the floor to play with your child, there's more going on than just a game. In a study that looked at the dynamics of play, researchers found that the more moms tried to control the content and pace of the game, more children pulled away. Children in the study also expressed more negative feelings toward their mother when the mother was highly directive. For example, during play with her child, a highly directive mother might make her toddler put the plastic cow in the toy barn through the barn's door instead of through its window. While parents often think they're helping their children by correcting them, they're actually limiting the children's creativity and taking fun out of the game. I've heard that in terms of coloring, like if it's okay to color outside the lines.
Yeah, you know what? There's plenty of time to color inside the lines later.
Yeah, exactly.
What science says about moms, some interesting things. Check the podcast, what we talked about earlier as well, too.